Beliefs are another important part of managing your psychology, of strengthening your psychology, so that you will learn English or anything, in fact, much faster. And there are two kinds of beliefs, two in general categories of beliefs, limiting and empowering. Let's talk about limiting beliefs first. So limiting means a limit. It's something that stops you. It's like a boundary. It stops you from going ahead. So limiting belief is a belief that stops you from improving, a belief that stops you from getting better. And I say most English students have limiting beliefs, and many English students have very strong limiting beliefs. I call these beliefs trauma, and I got that name from a few of my Japanese students. They would tell me, AJ, I can't speak English because I have English trauma. What is English trauma? What is that? What are they talking about? Well, trauma means some kind of injury, some kind of hurt, emotional hurt, deep emotional hurt. So what they mean is that they had some very negative, painful experiences with English in the past. In other words, they when they were in school, in English classes, even as an adult, going to other English classes, they had very negative experiences. And all these negative experiences have created some very negative beliefs, some very limiting beliefs. For example, they say, I'm not good at English. Well, and that's a belief. It may be true, it may not be true, but it's an opinion, it's a belief that they have, another belief, a very common belief. English is difficult, or English is complicated. Well, they're just a belief. For me, English is very easy because I'm a native speaker, just like your native language. For you, it's very easy. Toma can speak Japanese fluently because she's Japanese, so I might say Japanese is difficult. And she would say, no, Japanese is super easy.